On many occasions, Mr. Smith, I've sat here and interviewed you, and you've said that never in your lifetime would there be a handover to majority rule. Do you still say that?
Yes. I believe that it is wrong of us to accept the principle that we have ever got to face up to African majority rule. What we want in Rhodesia, I repeat, is what we have always had in the past. The best government, the best rule in Rhodesia, whether this is black or whether it is white. And I believe that what we have got to face up to, as I have said before, is bringing the African in, and training him and giving him a part to play, bringing him into the political scene. It's been very difficult for a long time now because so-called African leaders have been sitting sulking or in detention. Under those circumstances, it's difficult to make progress.
Oliver Cromwell once said, "I beseech you in the bowels of Christ, you might be wrong." If you turn out to be wrong, and the line cannot be held here against the international pressure and sanctions and border closures, what would you do? Would you then step down?
Oh, I'm ready to step down tomorrow, if this is what the Rhodesian people want. I'm not wedded to this job. I don't believe I'm the only man who can lead Rhodesia. Let me make that clear. We'll go on to the best of our ability trying to solve this. And we are honestly and genuinely trying to solve it in the correct way.
Our desire is to live at peace with our neighbours. Excuse me. We have never provoked them. But clearly, if they are going to harbour and encourage our terrorists and do more than that, as we have proved recently, actually cross the border in assistance of terrorists, well, then we will, of course, insist on using what is recognized as an international right, an international convention. That is to indulge in hot pursuit.
South Africa is anxious for a settlement in Rhodesia. Dr. Kissinger wants one. It's said that he now backs Britain's proposal for a transfer of power within 2 years. Aren't you likely soon to be faced with a united Western pressure to make that quick transfer of power?
You may be correct, but of course, it is the wrong answer for Rhodesia, and therefore I and my government will continue to see if we can't convince the rest of the world, and particularly the free world, that their prognosis, their diagnosis, is incorrect.